Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body. I am the host that boasts the most roast, Dr. Mark Todorovich, and I'm joined by
Alan in the house.
Alan in is the topic, Matt. That was a good segue. Very well done.
Alan, is this the most simple, the simplest amino acid?
I don't know what that means, but what I can say about alanine is it is an amino acid, one of the 20-odd amino acids.
Is its R group just hydrogen?
It's a methyl. It's a simple methyl side. So it is a very simple side chain. Just a methyl is CH3.
Oh, okay.
Which is very simple. There are far more complex.
Did you have to memorize all the 20 in your undergrad?
Yes, I had to memorize their names, memorize their structure, and memorize their characteristic.
Yeah.
Hydrophobic, hydrophilic, acidic, basic, all that type of stuff. Yeah, but I've forgotten all of it, but that's fine. This gave me an opportunity to revisit my biochemistry and talk about alanine. So alanine, when you break up amino acids, you can categorize them a multitude of ways. One of them is whether they're essential or non-essential.
Oh, so you're meaning categorizing them, not breaking them up as in what your liver would do to them?
No. But we will talk about that.
Okay.
Alanine is a non-essential amino acid. What does that tell you?
Unimportant.
No, it means that your body can synthesize it itself. So you do not need to, you're not required to only obtain it from your diet. Although you can obtain it from your diet. So some natural dietary sources of alanine include just, protein-rich foods, right? Like meat, poultry, fish, dairy,
eggs. Meat, poultry is meat, right?
Yeah, but it's the other white meat and plant-based.
What's the other? Turkey?
No, I'm not telling you. Not telling you about that. No, I don't know. I think it's from The Simpsons. From something where they go the other white meat, which I think they were alluding to cannibalism.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
So anyway, and other certain plant proteins like beans and nuts. So they're places you can find alanine, but your body can synthesize it itself. And when it makes an amino acid or just amino acids generally, they have an amino group, which is a nitrogen and two hydrogen. So it's common.
And what is that called, NH2?
It's called an amino group.
Yeah. Is that ammonia? Or is that ammonium?
No, that's NH3 is ammonia. And then ammonium is NH3 negative or NH4 negative, I think. Okay. I could be making it up, not sure. But anyway, then you've got a carboxyl group, which is a carbon, two oxygen and a hydrogen, so COOH.
If it hasn't donated it.
Oh, that's right, mate. And a side chain, which is what gives it its specific characteristic. And in this case, like you said, it's a very simple side chain, a methyl, which is CH3. Now, the amino acid alanine is do you remember this term, aliphatic?
No.
Okay, aliphatic, basically it's non-polar.
It sounds like what alanine would be called in the schoolyard.
Look at you, you aliphatic. It's nonpolar. What does that tell you?
Hates water.
Yeah. So it's
non-phobic.
No, that's good. Oh. That's good. Yeah, nonpolar. So polar means there's a charge difference. So it's charged. Nonpolar, it's not charged. And if it's not charged, it doesn't like water. So it's hydrophobic. So you're right. So one of its characteristics is it's a hydrophobic amino acid. So what's important about alanine? Why do we care?
Was going to be my next question, actually.
Great. The great thing about alanine is...
You haven't sold it very well.
Okay. It can be synthesized in the body, like we said, through a process called transamination, mm-hmm. which is, again, a Harry Potter magic spell. It's one of the ones that Hermione used to do. Transamination, Harry. Okay, I haven't watched Harry Potter. So,
haven't you?
It's been a long time. I read all the books when I was a kid. Oh, kid. Young adult.
25-year-old?
I was 33. So to synthesize alanine, you can actually turn pyruvate into alanine. Now, pyruvate is the end product of glycolysis. So we know that you're taking glucose through your diet, and if you want to make ATP, glucose needs to turn to pyruvate. That's glycolysis. Pyruvate needs to turn into acetyl-CoA. Acetyl-CoA needs to enter the mitochondria. That needs to undergo the Krebs cycle, and then the products of both glycolysis and the Krebs cycle will go to the electron transport chain, give them electrons and protons to play hot potato with the electrons, pump some protons into the intermembrane space, and then using that proton gradient, you create a bunch of ATP.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So the point of me telling you this is just from that pyruvate, that can turn into alanine if need be.
Why would it do that?
Well, it can do that if you want to create alanine, if you need it, if it's required. So if you need alanine, which the body does, you will or can.
Can the muscle do this?
The liver does this.
Oh.
Yes. So, but it's not and it's also reversible. So you can turn alanine into pyruvate. And this is an important process associated with gluconeogenesis. So gluconeogenesis, if your body does not have glucose as a substrate for energy, it can use alanine as a substrate to try and produce glucose.
Or maybe it doesn't have insulin as well.
Could be that.
Yeah.
So maybe you've had no carbohydrates or you don't have any insulin. Alanine can come in, turn into pyruvate, and it can be used as an energy source. Right, so that's great.
So does that mean not all amino acids can do that, only the simple ones?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, alanine is the only one that can turn into pyruvate.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. And so
it's special then.
It's extremely special. It's extremely special. But in that process, it tends to produce, I think it's glutamate as well. So glutamate and alanine tend to be produced at around about the same time through this process. So in addition to that, obviously, alanine is going to be important for the production of proteins. So when it's this amino acid's used in enzymes, antibodies, and other various proteins and building blocks of the body as well. But it's also important in nitrogen transport. So when muscles break down to produce amino acids, they will release alanine, which gets transported in the bloodstream. Once it gets to the liver, it converts alanine back into other amino acids and takes the excess nitrogen that the alanine is holding onto, because it can hold onto the excess nitrogen from the breakdown of the amino acids from the muscle, and the liver can help excrete it through via urea. Mm-hmm. So alanine is a good transport molecule for excess nitrogen. So that's one of the reasons why it's important in the body, in addition to the fact that it is an enzyme and so forth. Its significance clinically is the fact that the enzyme alanine aminotransferase, ALT, is used as a test.
LFT.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right, as a liver function test, LFT.
Oh, nice. Well done.
Thank you. And that's because the fact that alanine can be created from pyruvate reversibly, gluconeogenesis, this happens in the liver, very important. So if your liver is damaged, or it has viral hepatitis, or maybe non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, or alcohol-induced liver damage, the ALT, the alanine aminotransferase, can be elevated.
So this is maybe more specific to the hepatocyte function or health, opposed to sometimes the other LFTs could be more to do with a bile duct or bile tract issue.
Yes, so this is more of an indication of the liver function. So just to reiterate, the ALT, this enzyme, also has a name called serum glutamic pyruvic transaminase. I don't like that one. Most of the time it's found in the liver. So it can be found in the kidneys and other areas, but mainly the liver, hence why it's used as a clinical diagnostic for liver function. And its job is an aminotransferase. Now, I said to you to turn alanine into pyruvate and vice versa, it's a transferase reaction. So it catalyzes the transfer of the amino group from alanine to alpha-ketoglutarate, which I think you've heard of before, right? I think of keto acids, right? Forming pyruvate and glutamate. So that's what I was referring to earlier on. So basically, you take the amino group from alanine, give it to alpha-ketoglutarate, and in the process, you produce pyruvate and glutamate.
Okay.
Right? So alanine can ultimately turn into not just pyruvate, but produce glutamate. And that's important because we need glutamate as well for various processes. That's another amino acid. Obviously, this whole process is helping regulate blood sugar. So we can use alanine as an amino acid to help regulate blood sugar through gluconeogenesis. And that's
I like that. Alanine. I must say I have a lot more respect for alanine.
Me too.
These days.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
No, that was a good job.
Now, wait till we go through the other 19 amino acids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going through
but all I did, of them. I did like the ALT.
Tie-in.
Very good.
You're welcome.
Yep.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.